This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. As I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America from sea to shining sea, from the Canadian border to the Mexican border, to the Gulf of Mexico, all the way up into the Great Lakes and beyond, on our Salem Media Group affiliates and our leading independent stations across America, we are also heard around the world streaming to where many of our great nation's military is listening to us right now. To them we say a heartfelt thank you for your service to America. And the Captain's America Third Watch is now nationally syndicated via the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch. If your local radio station is not carrying us, tell them to demand it. Say, I want it. And we're looking forward to having many more radio stations becoming part of the Captain's Army, too. By the way, thanks also to all of the America's first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. We've got your six on this program. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. Hello there from high atop Lake Tarpon.
Good morning.
Now, let's explain to the listeners that don't understand what I just said. You sit in one of the highest points in the local area in Florida, which is not all that high, but it's high enough to where you can see, what, three counties?
Not three, but
two?
Certainly, yeah. I mean,
well, that's one. Okay, that's more than one. Now, let's just revamp the bad guy who got nailed in Bakersfield, Kern County, yesterday, the cop killer. Thank God they got him. But they also busted his family, who apparently was trying to help him sneak out of the country.
So I think there are seven that have been arrested in total so far. The sheriff alludes to there may be more. They've also mentioned the fact that he is part of a gang or could be part of a gang.
Right, right.
But they're being very cautious on that one. They kind of threw that little nugget out there, and then that was kind of it. So I think they're investigating, you know, a wider network. But this sheriff, he is just absolutely furious.
I would be too.
To the point where they really want to take on this whole immigration thing.
Yeah, they need.
And I would, and well, I guess the bigger part of it is California is a sanctuary state.
Correct.
So rather than, I would say, just the immigration thing, we need to go back to the whole sanctuary debate. Because he had. Then the reason they knew about him is he had been arrested more than once on a DUI. And so this cat, you know, he killed the police officer because he didn't have a tag on his truck, and he was driving erratically, which means he was drunk.
Well, what I heard the sheriff say about the gang was that they may have been involved in child smuggling. And if so, this is what a lot of these gangs do, especially out there in California. It's a business to them.
That's possible. I just think that we have to wait until we get a bigger report on what this cat was all about.
Okay, now just when we think we got our problem solved, along comes the announcement that these progressive groups across Central America, as well as in the United States, that are encouraging the people to come in our direction, up to 15,000, maybe more, a huge new migrant caravan in the middle of January is going to be headed towards Mexico. Mexico says, hey, you bring it on, we take care of you, we give you jobs, we give you money, we give you dinero. I know,
well,
my rough impression to Jose, go ahead.
The Trump administration has earmarked, remember, $5.8 billion in aid and investment. Mm-hmm. For Central America, and an additional $4.8 billion in development for southern Mexico. So these people are going to stay apparently in Mexico. If they continue to come north, then we're going to, you know, to our border, then we're going to have another issue like we have going on now. But the new Mexican president is saying, we will give these people jobs, and I don't know what they're going to do about housing and whatnot.
Well, I got the thing here. Let me just read it real quick. He said, Mexico has pledged to complete multiple public works projects, like a 1,500-kilometer railroad, the planting of 2 million trees, and an $8 billion project that likely will create hundreds of thousands of jobs in the southern Mexican states, which is where these people will be working.
Correct. Now, we still haven't addressed, I mean, this is all fine, well, and good for 15,000 people, but we still have not addressed Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
Which
is
where,
I said it, what, 5 years now?
Well, more than that, I believe. I've known you longer than that, so more than that.
We have a labor drain. I mean, those three countries,
right?
Obviously, these people are to the point where they want to get out, meaning that you know, there's some element of sanity with them. But we're not putting the pressure on those three countries to get their act together. I mean, the United States is doing whatever. We're throwing money at it. We've got Southern Command that has been operating there. We've got DEA. So we're not fixing those home problems.
No. And we'll have to take a different approach somewhere, but what that approach is, I don't know. But here comes the music, folks. Denise and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And by the way, thank you very much to all the people tuning in around the country. And again, to our great military men and women listening to us overseas, thank you for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And to our firefighters, EMTs, police officers, we got your six. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in at 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake news hotline.
So this AC guy comes by our place, takes a look at our unit, and tries to tell me it's a dinosaur. Tells me that it's about to fall apart and needs to be replaced, and I'm like, I don't know, it seems like it's running good. It's only 8 years old.
That is fake news, ma'am. A quality system by Carrier, installed by Total Air Solutions, should last 10 to 12 years with proper maintenance. Fake news, I tell you.
Oh, good to know.
It's also good to know Total Air Solutions backs up repairs with a no-limit guarantee, and that our professionally installed Carrier units have a 10-year parts and labor warranty. For the real truth about your AC system and real AC experts you can trust, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003, and 2018 Carrier President Award winner. Check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your AC system. That's TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions. Online at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Like so many children, violence was all Manny and his brother have ever known. The war in Syria forced his family to flee to Lebanon. But for Manny, the war that was going on inside his home was even worse. Denise, the director at Heart for Lebanon's Beirut Hope Center, explains.
He was crying, he was bleeding, and he told me that he's been crying. It was winter time, it was raining. His shoes had a hole, and he didn't want his feet to get wet, so he kept on crying. And his dad was like, we can't, you have to wear the shoes, go wear it. And he didn't want to wear it, and he didn't want to wear it, and finally his dad lost it. But he couldn't control himself, so he kept on hitting him until he was beaten and was sent to school.
The abuse that Manny was receiving from the hand of his own father, coupled with all that this little boy had experienced in Syria, turned him into one of the most aggressive students we've ever seen at the whole center. When he threatened other students with a knife on the playground, Denise was faced with a difficult decision to remove him from our school.
So next day, his sister would come, and then she was sad. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, both my brother can't walk. And she said, my dad put a rope around their legs on the bed, and then he got the electric wire, and he kept on hitting them, so they barely can walk this morning.
But Heart for Lebanon went into action, reaching out in God's love to Manny and his family. The change in their lives has been remarkable. The abuse at home has stopped, and Manny, once an aggressive, mean-spirited young boy, is learning the violin, his life transformed by the gospel.
He knew how much to love him. He knew this place is like his home, and we care for him. I told them, even if you leave from here, we'll keep loving you. The store will be always open for you. So he believed in that, and he kept on coming. Every morning he would come, check on us, sit with us an hour, 2 hours, and he goes to school. We play together, we talk. Not only he became not aggressive, not only he's becoming, he's volunteering in our children's program with his brother, giving so much love and care to the children that are in our centers.
Your gift of $98 will help Heart for Lebanon bring the gospel to 18 refugee kids just like Manny. Be a part of rescuing these children for Christ before someone else captures them for evil. Please give now, and thank you for being as generous as you can.
Call Heart for Lebanon today at 877-873-0190. That number again is 877-873-0190. Or you can give online at letstalkfaith.com.
This is Larry, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, because if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on that USCCA logo link that's right there, top center of the page, you will see a logo that will give you, first of all, a drop-down menu, and it will say, enter to win the free Gun of the Day giveaway. Whatever they're giving away today, enter to win that. And if you win it, we'll tell everybody who it was that won it. Thanks to us. That's number one. Number two, if you decide to join and take advantage of the USCCA, you can save $474 worth of free stuff that they will give you absolutely free as an F-R-E-E, free for me. So, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com USCCA logo link that's there. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, we had a lot of rigmarole going on about the president and the Make America Great Again hats that popped out and signing autographs. Oh, my God, he must have brought him with him and all this crap. And I addressed that a little bit yesterday, but I'm going to address it now a little bit with you. There were some false reports, and they want to talk about false reports. Okay, turnaround fair play. Well, it's against military procedure, rules, and regulations. You can't have this. Well, somebody stepped out. Somebody stepped out out of the United States Armed Forces Command and said there are no
Air Force.
Yeah, and said there are no violations against this at all. And when they brought the hats out, so be it. It's not in violation of military rules that prohibit taking part in any partisan activities while in uniform.
Correct.
So your comment about that, just for the heck of it.
Well, I mean, Obama did it.
Sure.
But
so did Clinton. I remember Clinton doing it.
You know, look, you do everything you can to keep the spirits up of your deployed uniform personnel. And, you know, when you've got people that visit military bases, and there are a lot of them, regardless of whether you're president or you're a movie star or whatever, you do what you can to keep the morale, up. So it was selective reporting, and, you know, it's just a side issue,
Well, back in the day, we had the Bob Hope people come around to the base camp that I was at in Vietnam, and Ann Margaret was the big singer tour that came in there, and I was excited to even get close enough to get a handshake and all that sort of stuff. And I said, would you sign my shirt? What I've been thinking, she signed my shirt, an Army green T-shirt. Well, I don't have the shirt anymore. Don't know what happened to it. But I'll tell you what, I could have got court-martialed for that, technically, but you just don't do that kind of stuff.
No.
Jeez. All right, well, we talked about this during the break, and there's something that's 68 years old. It's a ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court is signaling interest now in a case that questions the validity of the Fares Doctrine, which limits troops from suing the Defense Department, and that's back in the news again. Kind of on the back page, it may come back. We'll see, right?
The military personnel cannot sue over really anything. The Fares Doctrine, I interviewed a fellow that a couple of weeks ago that is actually dying of cancer, lung cancer, possibly from the burn pits in Afghanistan.
Right.
And he is actually Special Forces. And what is particularly interesting is this has nothing to do with the VA. These are actual, army or military hospitals, wherever they may be. And sometimes there are doctors there that are treating uniformed personnel that are, in fact, civilian doctors and not military doctors. So there has to be that known distinction there. It doesn't really matter, but, in this particular case that I interviewed, it was a civilian doctor. But they missed a diagnosis altogether, and they also did not tell this Special Forces fellow that he had lung cancer. He has less than a year to live, by the way. So I'm very, very happy to know that this is a case where, the Supreme Court may hear the case or a case dealing with the Fares Doctrine. And, we need to get this one fixed in a big way. I mean, it's really outrageous.
Well, it is. And unfortunately, we live in times where, I think a lot of people they think are too happy because of this, that, and the other, but yet.
Well, it isn't just necessarily about medical either.
Right.
If there's bad security, like in the case of the Fort Hood shooter, you have people that were, whatever the rules of engagement were on a domestic military base. Then you have the whole sexual predator thing that goes on. It's just, there could be lots of things that go inside the Fares Doctrine. I just want to make that distinction. It doesn't have just anything exclusively to do with, medical and healthcare. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm. So you've been, I haven't seen you writing about a lot of stuff this week. I know you've been busy, but what's tripping your trigger that you might want to be writing about this week?
Still China.
Mm-hmm.
We're not paying nearly enough attention to what is going on in China. And there's very little reporting. These journalists seem to go right back to that CEO of Huawei that was arrested and detained in Canada. Where are we with that one in ZTE? We need to be paying a good bit of attention to that. Another interesting thing that, might be something for your listeners to understand is the St. Louis Fed Federal Reserve is considering having cryptocurrency as a legitimate form of currency.
Yeah, I heard that mentioned.
This is, China and Russia are already, it's really fake currency. The value of that currency swings back and forth ridiculously. I mean, this time last year, I think it was worth about 14,000, and now we're way below that. We're down to what, $4,000 or $5,000 range. So, I think these feds are necessarily considering, some kind of currency control when it comes to cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin. So, I'd be watching that pretty carefully. I don't think we fully understand. I think we need to have a congressional hearing on cryptocurrency.
Okay, well, I've got a listener comment here coming in via direct message off Facebook. You folks can do the same thing off the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's Allie in San Antonio. Says, Captain, enjoying listening to your program. I've been listening to you since you came on the air here at night. I worked a night shift in San Antonio. I have a question for Denise. Here it is. Are we ever going to really know what Robert Mueller knows, and when is this going to end? The Mueller investigation.
We will definitely know. We will, and it appears that we could be into late spring before I think this thing is necessarily wrapped up. But yes, we will absolutely get a full blown report. You'll get a lot of indications of the directions that his team is taking based on. Those that have been prosecuted so far, I think there have been 30 people that have been prosecuted. Not all American, by the way, because there were a handful of Russians in there.
Yeah.
But yes, go slow. I don't think it's necessarily have anything to do with Trump. We're not seeing any indications of that, which is the reason that I think the Democrats, when they take over power on the 3rd in the House, they want to continue to stir this pot and continue to keep this fire stoked.
Now, we haven't talked about North Korea in a little while. We've got about a minute left here. I don't think North Korea has gone away. I still think it's on the burner. I don't think that we're being dusted, so to speak. But what do you think is going on right now that we're just kind of in this little doldrum?
Well, They're upset because they've been charged that they have to pay big money to the family of our warm beer.
Too bad, so sad for that one. Okay. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Try it over there. Sign up for all her daily sit reps, and I'll be coming right back with more at our first military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM860, the answer.
Thanks, Julian. Coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find it.
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and a nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute. They're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Check the authorities and escape to Mexico.
Federal workers who aren't getting paid during the shutdown are getting tips on how to deal with creditors.
The 800,000 or so federal workers who are either furloughed or working without pay are being told to speak with creditors in person to explain the situation and then follow up with a letter. For those who can't make the rent, suggestions include offering to perform maintenance instead. The shutdown is about to enter its second week with no end in sight.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Sears is closing 80 more stores as it teeters on the brink of liquidation. The 80 stores are due to close by March. That's in addition to the 182 stores already slated for closure. The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in October. At the time of the filing, Sears operated about 700 Sears and Kmart stores around the country. News and analysis at townhall.com.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made a difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire is going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dennis Prager Show.
He may have paid off or asked his lawyer to pay off people in a violated campaign finance law. I am afraid for my country. What we are seeing is exactly what happens in the third world, where powers use their government for political ends.
Weekdays at noon on AF930, The Answer.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard of Tampa Bay, and I want you to listen to what they have to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know a lot of you are involved in a job that you might not really like. You're just doing it because it's there. It's what you took. It's not giving you anything what you thought it was going to be. Maybe your career is upside down and you just want to change jobs. But guess what? I've got a solution for you. And I mean I've got a great solution for you. So get ready to write all this down. First of all, I want you to go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu, the website. And schedule a tour. Schedule a tour to go see what they have to offer with a career as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, they've got two locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in Tampa Bay. And in 14 months, you can be well on your way to the start of a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Right now, the aviation industry is begging for maintenance techs all around the world. These worldwide carriers, they need trained people. They need them now. They're hiring before they even get out of the school. On the condition to get their certification, their FAA certification, away they go. So, go to NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. You can start out in a job at 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, sound like an auctioneer, 95, $100,000 a year or more as an aviation maintenance tech. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, 800-659-2080, NAA.edu. Now, starting January the 1st, veterans and active military, TRICARE will stop covering certain vitamin supplements, including some multivitamins, fluoride, and iron, for roughly 26,000 beneficiaries. If you didn't know that, you know it now. So you need to jot that down, and plan some adapt, improvise, and overcome here. So that's going to go away under TRICARE, number one. Also, a lot of you may remember Army First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, who is currently serving a 19-year sentence on murder charges in Afghanistan that he was involved in. There's been a lot of us that have reviewed what we've been able to review that do not agree with the position the military took here, that this guy was set up by an Afghan officer who could not care any more about him than a man in the moon, or us in particular. And he got charged, got convicted, and he's currently under the sentence. Now, a nonprofit dedicated to ensuring that troops charged with war crimes get treated fairly by the military justice system is helping now to push a new appeal for Army First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence. So, his name is spelled L-O-R-A-N-C-E. Go Google that name, look it up, and see what's going on. I don't have time to monkey around with it. Also, welcome home to soldiers from the 25th ID. Came home for Christmas after 9 months overseas, a 9-month deployment in the Middle East. And we welcome them back. And did you hear what the U.S. Army is up to in Europe right now? Well, the U.S. military is shifting its focus towards preparing for a greater power conflict on the ground in Europe, including taking down enemy aircraft over the skies in Europe, which could also include what we heard about this week with the new bowl that came out about the possible use of aircraft again by Al-Qaeda and in Europe and other places around the world. So keep your eyes on that one. And the Air Force now is beginning to build specialized cyber teams across the service whose primary mission will be to defend local installations and the critical mission tasks from cyber attacks, which is something that's very big and very demanding right now. Again, as I pointed out many times before, I sit 3 miles directly across the bay from McGill Air Force Base, the home of Central Command, Special Operations 2. And they operate the global war on terror from my backyard. Now, also, the Air Force is moving ahead to certify the cargo hold of its largest plane, the C-5M Super Galaxy, for use in medical evacuations for both casualties of war and victims of natural disasters, which will allow us to get planes in much quicker and get people out much faster when they're affected by some of these natural disasters around the world. And not to be outdone, the Marines in 2019 will be looking for a new tactic cooler the top Marine has been going around with slow new goodies at the infantry Marines as they take part in an effort to overhaul the force of future warfare. One of them is going to be a tactic cooler to keep what they're drinking cold or what they're drinking hot, one or the other, in a much better fashion than what they've been doing. By the way, early in 2018, the Marine Corps announced it was finally ready to replace the Vietnam-era M40 sniper rifle with the all-new MK-13 M-Mod 7. Well, guess what? The new MK-13 Mod 7 sniper rifle is going to hit Phase 2 and Phase 3 this year, and it'll be out if it's not already on the battlefield in a lot of areas. By the way, a sad sign of the times, the New York Army National Guard said that it has provided military funeral honors for more than 11,000 veterans and military members. Right now, 2018, it comes to an end this next week. That's a record for them. It has nothing to do with actual troop deployments coming back. It's just the older veterans of World War II and whatnot who live in the Northeast are passing away much sooner. Soon they'll all be gone. Just lost the oldest World War II veteran, 112 years old, a couple of days ago. And the Bath Ironworks has received a $26 million Navy contract for ship modernization. The contract includes options, which, if exercised and fully funded by the Navy, would bring the total value of the contract to $86.7 million and extend the contract to 2023. Which isn't a bad idea. Remember that bird that posed as a general and got nailed in the military? Well, he's now charged with a false report of a shootout with illegal aliens in California. Good Lord. Unbelievable. So, now you know, see how Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. And oh, by the way, just not to be outdone by some of the ingrates that are out there that don't appreciate our military and what they do. For the people that are still harping about those Make America Great hats that the president signed, if I'd been there, and to a man, everybody that I know that served would have been there with their hats, and they would have had them signed too. And there's nothing in the violation, nothing in the military rules that violates them from having to do that, being able to do that. When the President of the United States shows up, it was done by Obama, it was done by Clinton, it's been done by other presidents in the past. Hey, Simon Diddy, yes, Diddy Cap here, Simon Diddy Cap. It's been done over and over and over again. So there you go. All right. Now, I am going to be right back, and we're going to take a look at our Truckers Highway and Byway report again. For everybody that's out there, it's cold in the Northland tonight. Cold in the Northland tonight. We know that. And we've got another storm that came ashore again. Oh, boy. Here we go. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes Let's Grab Dinner and a Movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzz even though the law calls it drunk? You can kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place. Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow sees yet another political ploy from the Democrats.
The issue is a looming government shutdown, and the issue that seems to be in the middle of this is the funding of the border security wall.
Andy, what do you think? Is this politics right now here at the end of the year?
Yes, I mean, it's the worst form of politics at the end of the year. They're trying to hold the president hostage and call it the Trump shutdown.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 9, right after Larry Elder at 6, on AM 930, The Answer.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake news online.
AC Guys is into a brand new unit, no money down, zero interest for like forever, and a couple grand trading for my old AC. Said I'll say thousands. What do you think?
Fake news, my friend. They add the sum of compounding interest on financing, plus a down payment to the front end, throwing a dash of bloated profit margin, topped with a fake trading value, making it sound like a real deal, when in reality, they're dealing a five-year death blow to your billfold. Fake financing news.
They'll get caught up in AC company pricing scams. Google Total Air Solutions, online at TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions is happy to install a brand new quality carrier system at a fair price with no hidden costs or trading gotchas. If you do prefer financing, Total Air Solutions works with reputable lenders to keep your home and your bank account from melting down. Total Air Solutions, your friend in business since 2003. Connect at TotalAirFL.com. TotalAirFL.com.
License number CAC057284.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
If you could do something to protect your family with just 10 minutes effort, would you bother? If something should ever happen to you, that 10-minute effort could mean the difference between hardship and financial security for your loved ones. Life insurance is something most people don't like to think about. Too many people do nothing until it's too late. The reason? People expect it will be a big hassle. Ethos changes all that. Ethos is modern life insurance for people who don't have the time for fine print, extra doctor's appointments, or hidden fees. Ethos is affordable. It only takes about 10 minutes to apply online, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring your family has the help they need to maintain the life you're building for them, even if the unexpected happens. Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment. Ethos, life insurance for the 21st century. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free quote now at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
You're right on target at the bullet hole. Family-owned and operated with a staff that has over 60 years of combined experience. They know the gun business and are always ready and eager to help you. The Bullet Hole is the only Beretta dealer in the area with a full line of Beretta shotguns and pistols in stock. And if you're looking for an AR, they have dozens of AR rifles and AR accessories in stock as well. Come check out the inventory at your new location on the corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota, with plenty of parking. The Bullet Hole, corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that's the music this hour for our Truckers Highway Vital Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Well, snow and windy conditions will gradually decrease through tomorrow in the southwest as the low-pressure system finally lifts out of the area, but a brand-new weather system is going to bring rain west of the Cascades and snow elsewhere across the Pacific Northwest into the Rocky Mountains, the Northern Rockies all weekend long, snow into the southwest starting the week off there, and much lower normal temperatures will dominate the western two-thirds of the U.S. Right now, I will tell you that if you're up there in northern Wisconsin, northern Michigan, northern Minnesota, north or south Dakota, Montana, parts of Wyoming, that temperatures are down in the 10s, 11s, 12s, and single digits in some areas. Now, there's some very light snow as moisture in the air is freezing right now up in Minnesota. Chicago, we've got 30 degrees. We started out the show there. 59, 94 snowing from Chicago to the Wisconsin Dells. And you got to be careful, guys and gals, out on the bridges and overpasses tonight with temperatures dropping down over the weekend and staying that way. By the way, remaining moisture in the air will turn to frost on structures above ground bridges, you know, like ice. You ever heard of black ice? And vehicles travel over the frost and polish it so it appears dark with bare pavement, which is where we get the term black ice. So, passing vehicles is going to give you a good idea of the viscosity of the surface substance. And if you take a look at the tire, right where the black side leaves the ground, and you don't see a water mist, you can well bank on the fact that, guess what, you're driving on black ice, not wet pavement. And most tires will get not a grip of it at all because it's not wet. Now, this works especially well at night when your headlights will illuminate and the mist will be sprayed out by the tires. So, if in doubt, slow down, stay alive. The load is better off late than never. Think about that. Okay, starting out in South Florida, some fog here in Florida tonight. Going to be a beautiful day, though. The bowl games, as they start up this weekend, and over New Year's, we're going to have some great games and great weather. You're going to see a lot of shorts, a lot of T-shirts down here. So if you're up there freezing to death, all I can tell you is climb in the car and come on down. That's number one. Florida going across into I-10 up I-75. By the time you get to Hotlanta, up there, Atlanta, northbound, up into the eastern part of Tennessee, I-75 and where I-81 and 40 all come together there in Knoxville, you're probably going to be running in and out of fog up that way. You'll have fog if you're going up I-85 out of Atlanta into North Carolina and possibly as far as Virginia. You'll have some rain on the backside of it down there. It looks like Montgomery might be getting some rain tonight. Certainly into the northwestern part of Georgia, you might be getting some rain up there tonight. Might be getting a little bit of rain in western Tennessee. But when you go out west tonight, you have snow flurries and a winter storm warning still in the Four Corners section of New Mexico. So, what we've got coming out of Texas going north and in the western part of Texas, you will have snow flurries with some heavier sections of snow in the mountains down below Albuquerque, it looks like, going down towards El Paso. And then coming across on I-10, you should have snow until you get out of New Mexico. You'll run back out of it and right back into it again in the higher elevations in Arizona as there's a snow mixed there with fog in some of the lower elevations. But the higher elevations have got snow tonight. You had snow in Las Vegas earlier this evening. You have got some fog out on I-40, Kingman, Arizona, west towards Barstow. You've got some snow in the mountains of California tonight as the storm is still hanging in there. Going up and looking at I-80, coming across some unsettled weather coming west of Chicago on I-80. You get out into Wyoming tonight, it's a winter wonderland, so you're going to have snow flurries and wind blowing and icy conditions and the whole nine yards in Wyoming tonight. And going up I-25 into Montana, you'll have snow going north out of Wyoming. You'll have some definite winter driving conditions. The western half of Minnesota, all of North Dakota and most of South Dakota winter driving conditions on all the interstates, highways, and byways, 29, 90, 94, for sure. And then I-90 going into Idaho, going into eastern Washington State. You do have some snow for us up there tonight, so you might be doing a little skating. Looks like as if there might be the chain law tonight up there on 4th of July. You got the little red flag there, so that's usually what that means. And then you've got some more snow flurries in the area with, again, unsettled weather coming in. So, that's our highway and byway report, which is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive, the reason that they're on my program is because they have had tremendous results with their You Serve, You Save program all across the country. We've had people come here from Arizona and buy vehicles that are veterans, first responders too, active duty military, because you get tens of thousands of dollars in many cases off the vehicles, the new vehicles. Now, I'm driving a Moss Nissan Titan. It's a humdinger, 390 horsepower, 5.9 liter. It's got all the bells, all the whistles, and right now, $10,400-some-odd off the vehicle, the list price. If you tell them the captain sent you, they throw another $500 on there, trade in your vehicle, make your best deal. You can come out of there with one stand-up deal and be very proud of what you got. And I'm proud to represent Moss because Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, is one of the best American, valued, Christian, family businesses I have ever done business with. Their word is their bond. And my word is my bond. And when I tell you these people are good, I mean they are good. It's that simple. And I appreciate the fact that so many of you have taken me up at my word. Hello, satellite world. I appreciate that my world, so many of you have taken me up at my word and gone there to see exactly what I've been pointing out to everybody about Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive and Moss Chevrolet. It's called Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa. But they've got four dealerships. You can give them two calls, two different numbers to call. If you want to call Tampa, it's 813-969-2600. Come take the tour, see what they have to offer. If you want to call 727-815-3095, come take their tour, see what they have to offer. Two different dealerships, and I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. And when you tell them the captain sent you, $500 right off the bat comes off whatever you're looking at. Even if it's a used vehicle. Even if it's a used vehicle, $500 comes right off it. So think about that. Who's doing that for you? I am, the captain, Matt Bruce. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming back. And when we come back, we'll have Ron Edwards, the Ron Edwards notebook guy, on the radio with us. Got one of his notebooks queued up to play live in the hour. So don't go anywhere as we cruise along during the overnight hours here, live and in living color, coast to coast, border to border, all the way from Canada, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico and beyond. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
This is Dan Prof for townhall.com. Lots of people would have told you to abort that baby. You didn't do that. I know that was hard. I want you to know that no matter what, I know that you always did the best you knew how to do, and look how it turned out. Those are the touching words Oprah Winfrey used to say goodbye to her mother who passed away on Thanksgiving Day this year. Look how it turned out indeed. Vernita Lee's daughter is now a billionaire, instantly identified the world over by the mere utterance of her first name. Oprah may not preach what her mom practiced, but thankfully more Americans are choosing Vernita Lee's example over her daughter's. In the last decade, abortions in the United States have declined 25%, according to the CDC. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we should also celebrate that the culture of life is beating back cultural Marxism. I'm Dan Prof.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy.